Okay, so tonight we're doing a Kiddushin Daf Samach Vav, 66A Kiddushin. That's page 130, 131. And the Daf tonight is sponsored by Carol Learman on the occasion of the Yahrzeit of her grandfather, Yisrael Yechiel ben Shai Chaim, Zichrono Lebracha. So learning is Lulu Nishmat Vav. All right, so we're on Samach Vav. I'll go back from the Gemara from yesterday. It's a few lines from the bottom. so we said, we're talking about having one aid, having one witness. So normally in halakha we require two aidim, but we know that one aid in civil matters does have some koach. It could be makayva person in a shua, and then the question was by kiddushin, how does one aid work? And so we had svaras to say, and again by kiddushin this question, you know, are the aidim just for aidi raya or are they also aidi kiyum? Are they the aidim that, you know, permit the procedure to take place? In other words, so we had Shito to say that if both parties agreed that they were the Mekudeshet and you have one A, that would be good. We had Shito like that. So let's see back in the Gemara. I'll go over the Gemara a little bit from yesterday. We'll go around eight lines from the bottom on Samach Chaim Beis, page 130. And I'll pause in a few lines, okay? No questions, slow pause. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Amar Lo Eid Achad Achal Techelev. Let's say one A says to a person, you ate chalev. Now, chalev is something that being chayvu korban chatat, but the person has to know that he ate the korban chatat. He had to know originally, then he forgot, then he remembers. Chalev, what did I say? Okay, achalta chalev, right. So he ate chalev, he ate the forbidden fats. So amar lo eid achad, achalta chalev, balo shoteik. The person is silent. He says, ne'eman. So Abaye says that aid is ne'eman. In other words, it means the way the Rashi and the Bnei Tal Tosfos would take it, that the silence is like a hodah, it's like an admission on his part. So he says, and that's enough to be mechayev him to bring the Korban Chatat. The Tana Tunas, the Tana taught in our Mishnah, he says, Amar lo eid achad achal techelev. If one aid says you ate chelev, alo omer lo achal, he says, absolutely not. So patur, then he's not obligated to bring the Korban Chatat. Tama damar lo, the fact that he said, no, not. Had he been silent, in other words, he wants to derive from that, you know, proof for Abaye's halacha. Had he been silent, he would have been mechuyev to bring the korban chatat. And then we're going to have three cases. We'll go over just 1 minute. But Amar Abaye, Amar Lo Eid Achad, Nitzvu Taharotecha. If one aid says your taharot, the food that you had that was in a state of tahara became tamei, but lo shoteik, the other was silent. So again, a ne'eman, the aid is ne'eman. In other words, again, we take a shtiku as like a type of hodah, and the Bali Tosfot goes through that it means that it's in a situation where that the person, you know, could have known, would have known the truth, and he's shoteik, he's ne'eman. But Tana Tuna, and the Tana taught in the Mishnah, eid achad omer nitzma'u, if one aid says that your food became tamei, but omer lo nitzma'u, he says not, patur, or he says tahur, and is the other version. Tama da amar lo, he says he disagrees with him, ma'ishtek meheman, had he been silent, we would have believed. And then the third halakha, v'amar abaye, amar lo eid achad, and we're going to ask why we need all three cases, v'amar abaye, amar lo eid achad, if one aid says, shurcha nirba, your shur has had a very active sex life with a human, he says, so he's passed to be offered as a korban, while those shall take, and the owner is silent, ne'eman, so it is ne'eman. But Tana Tuna, the Tana taught in the Mishnah, the Shinev Dabo Aveira, if an Aveira was done with the shor, in other words, like if the shor had, you know, sex with a human, the Shehemid al Pied Achad, or he killed, but there was only, the shor did, only with one witness, O al Pied Balim, or if the Balim admit to it, is ne'eman. So high al piyad echad heichidami. What does it mean al piyad echad? Either kamod the balim hainu al piyad balim. If the balim agree, that's the same as what we just said. That the balim agree, elab the shatik. Is it not when the Mishnah says al piyad echad that the owners are silent? So mainly that's the case. Now Tosus takes up the issue. Now we know that eid echad is ne'eman biyisurim. We don't need a baye to teach me this halacha. We know that eid echad ne'eman biyisurim. So if you look at the Balei Tosfot, three lines from the bottom on some of the same days. So Tosfos says, three lines from the bottom, but Sarach Lomar, the Hadamar before Duchkin, Eid Echad Ne'eman Bitsurim, Henodafka Lahatir. In other words, if the aid comes and he makes a statement that's to be Mati or something, permits something, you know, Basar Zum, new carrot. He, the aid, says, this meat, you know, was, you know, triber, do you say in Yiddish. In other words, like you could get a nasha from it, or you were, and or I think triber is also the chalev, but he says, oh, Chaticha Zusho Shuman, or this piece is permissible fat. But to ask for something, So eid echad neiman, we wouldn't know, but from Rabbi is saying that if the eid says it and the person doesn't contest it, then we do rely. That's a bias chiddush, that we do rely on this aid. Let me just do a little few more lines in the Gemara, then we'll pause and we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. So back in the Gemara, around line five and some of Chabon Aleph, Utsricha. So the Gemara says, in essence, why was it necessary for Abaye to teach me these three halacha? Why wouldn't one case be enough? So the Iyashmin and Hakamaita, if you want to only taught me the first case, which was with the forbidden chalev, Ibab the Kimle ben Afshik, the Avad, Kulin Bazar lo Havamaiti. I would say there the aid is Naaman because it's sort of a corroborating evidence. Because were it not true that he had in fact eaten the chalev, the person would not undertake to bring a korban to the Azar, the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, he says you're chayav. So, but if I'm not really chayav, I'm not going to bring an animal into the Beis HaMikdash and shechted in the Azar, the Beis HaMikdash. That's a big aveira. I'm not going to do that. So he says, so the fact that he, so in that case, if he only told me that case, I'd say in that case, he's Naaman, because it's a little bit of a corroborating factor from the person, the fact that the person would after he would bring the korban. Aval nitnu taro techa. But if the aide said your taro became tame, neymar imrinan, like we would say, I dischatik, the fact that the person is silent in the face of that allegation, tumato. He says, like, why should I? As far as I know, it's really tahor. He says tame shoin. Let it be tame. So I'll have it when I'm tame. You know, I'm not gonna put up a fuss with this old guy. In other words, I don't agree with him, but it is what he tainas. So I'm gonna go with the flow. That's what I would have thought. He says. So Kamashwamaran, that no, if he doesn't contest it, that's proof that it was Tameh. Ha, and if he only taught me the first two cases and the case with the Tarot, Taroto. So I would say that in that case, the aid is Naaman because we're saying a little differently now. We're saying that he would not have gone along with it because he's causing him like some damage. I can only have it in the state of Tuma. Of Al Shuro. But as far as the allegation, I'm sure, had sex with the human. He says, "Maymar Amar." So the person could be thinking the owner of the shore, "Kosh from Mabugab has been like, the oxen aren't. I'm not typically going to bring my ox as a korban. So Shrine, he wants to say that. So my ox will be, Asur to be brought as a korban. I understand, but I'm not going to contest it because a lot of oxen aren't brought for korban anyway." So I wouldn't say necessarily that it's to establish it. So it's necessary for Bayi to teach me all those cases. Okay, let's just summarize what we did, then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, and move on. Okay, so we're on the topic of, again, the koach of one aid to establish different facts. So Abayi says that in the way the Rashi and the Baalei Tosfot work, it's working mitam, shtika ko da, that a person's silence is like an admission of the allegations. And the way the Baalei Tosfot would say it is a situation where the person was in a position to know the true fact. And then he's silent. So we take it that indeed that it happened. So Bai gave us three cases and said that either that you ate chalev, he doesn't contest it, that means yeah, he ate chalev's gotta be a korban, or he says your taharo became tameh, shoin in the tameh, or he says that your ox had relations with the human. And Bela, the can't be brought as a korban. Also, it's established, and the one aid establishes it according to Abaye. Okay, who's your question, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
So this is nearby, the third case shouldn't be, you shouldn't kill the shore.
No, if there would be Edom, listen, Rashi on the top line in Rashi. Okay, he says, "Shor that's stone the shore, trade by now. You need two witnesses to establish. Damar mar, to meet at a balam test, meet at a shore." So Chanal teaches in Baba Kama, which is an Es Masechta and Daf Yomi. So it's around Mem Dalet plus another 2 weeks now. So it's around 2 months from now. So come to Daf Yomi each day now, and in 2 months we'll get to the Daf. It says Kamit Tadabalin Kasmit Tad Ashur. In other words, the same procedure to execute a human you have to you utilize for the shore. All right. So we don't have to aid him. If we would have to aid him, we'd execute him. We don't have to aid him.
There's a telling here, right? He's saying something happened.
The witnesses, right?
Witness telling, and the owner is quiet. What
Right.
if the owner says, "I don't"? Is that what he's saying when he's quiet?
Yeah. So if the
Is
owner,
it Bari B'Shema?
well, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to learn this sugya. Did you hear about this today? Anyway, there's a lot of different ways. It's way Baalei Tosfot will take it. It's talking about a situation where the owner was in a position where he would know what had taken place.
So, like we are saying, he doesn't know. So, within the Malach, the Balei Tosfot, that might be different. If he really is not in a position to know, he says, "I wasn't there." Whatever, you know, I was in France when this happened. So that sounds like that would be really Balei Tosfot, but it might be a different result. Okay. Any other questions comes to us? Okay, let's move on to the Gemara, and then we'll go on. Okay, now we're around 10 lines down on Samach Bava Ben Aleph. Okay, 66a, around 10 lines down. So Ibayilu, the question was asked in the base medrash, Ishto Zinta Be'ed Echad B'Shotek Mahu. Let's say his wife was Mizana, and there was one witness that the wife was Mizana, and then the husband is silent. What's the din? So this gets a little tricky, because we said that the way the Malach of the Balei Tosfot was that he's in a position to know. So we'll see. So one answer is they want to say that the wife is also silent, but we'll see in a minute. So, and again, so if the wife is Mizana, he can't remain with the wife. That's the key element. He can't remain with the wife. So Amar Abaye Neman. So Abaye says that aid has absolute neimanus, and he's got to clear out of the marriage. Rav Amar Eino Neman. Abba says no. The wife that is not Neman. In other words, we don't, you know, ascribe to the witness adequate neimanus to end the marriage. Why? Havi davar sheba erba. I mean, davar sheba erba b'fot b'shtayim. It's a davar sheba erba, and something that relates to, you know, marital relations. I need at least two aidim to establish, which has been the theme from yesterday's daf as well. Now, let's look at the first Tosfos, Amar Abaye. So the question is, what does Abaye not accept the Davar Sheba Erva, you need two witnesses? So what does Abaye do with that cloud? What, say again? Right. So everybody holds from that. So if that's the case, so how can Abaye say that one witness is enough to mess up this whole marriage? So Amar Abaye, so the Balei Tosfot have a different gears than our Gemara. We have Amar Abaye Neman and Amar Abaye. So Tema Temino is Tosfos' strongest question. So he says, in the previous sugya, we said that Mekadesh Be'ed Echad, we're not Choshish Be'kidushim, Ein Devar Shaver V'Pachot Mishnayim. That was the Wallach, remember yesterday, from Rav and Shmuel. He says, V'yesh Lomar, Datam Efshar, Kim Lo Kitsh B'fnei Edim, Hamaot Matana, Aval Hacha, Habia Oser, Ben Be'edim, Ben Shlo Be'edim, Ben On Tzrichim, El Shida Baal Ha'emet. The way that I interpret this Tosfos is that Tosfos is saying that over there, like we said, you need Edom for Kiyum HaDavar. We said, in other words, certain things you need Edom, and it was not enough to know the facts, because you have to know that the Edom took place, so that it'll be an effective Kinyan. In other words, without Edom, you don't have an effective Kinyan. Tosfos is saying over there, in other words, I have one aid. So I know that there was a transaction. I know money was exchanged, but that doesn't help me vis-a-vis Kiddushin, because I need Kiyum HaDavar. He says, about Hatha, Habia Osered, Bain Be'edim, Bain Shlo Be'edim. In other words, over here, if she had relations with this guy, no matter what, it doesn't matter, come on, this, that, the other, she's Asur. In other words, if I can establish as a fact that she had relations with this other person, not her husband, then that's it, she's got to leave. Be'ein Anos Shrikin, Anos Shidah Ha'bal Ha'emet. The only thing requires is that the husband has to know the emes. So the standard here, the way the Balei Tosfot are saying, would be different than by Kiddushin. There was a previous sugya, we said, you know, is one aid enough by Kiddushin? So we said it's like Kiyum HaDavar. So the Edom, I need the Edom, they have to hear, they have to see everything. Here, it's just enough. If I can establish, you know, adequate evidence that whatever, if that's enough evidence, then Mela, that's the end of the marriage. Now, the only thing is that... One second. Rav Leibowitz was meant, there are a lot of different answers to this. This is like all of Rishonim asked this question. Rav Leibowitz was saying, but the one answer he said was that Abaye could take it in the previous sugya that Eid Echad is enough by Kiddushin. In other words, Tosfos assumes that, you know, from the previous Hukimta, Eid Echad is not enough by Kiddushin, but Abaye could hold the other way. But the thing is, you have to, that's the question you have to ask. What does Abaye do with this halacha? All right, who's got questions, comments to us, anybody so far? Go. Oh, okay, wait.
What's the question?
You know, so he admits that he did it.
Yeah. And where's the second witness? The wife is not the second. He's not there.
Right.
He's not permitted.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if, so again, yeah, right. So his admission, I don't know if that's enough to usher the wife on him. In other words, the issue is he prohibited from having relations with his wife? The fact that Ploni says I had relations with your wife, I don't know if that's enough to do it. But the thing is, let's say one witness comes up and says that she had, like, you know, a disinterested witness. So then okay, all right, would you want to say something? You want to say, well, who, or would you want to say in Zoom land? What do you want to say?
No, I just wanted to say the case where the wife is quiet. He says that she had relations with somebody, so then he would be asked to the husband. Why don't we ask the why don't we even ask the guy that she's supposed to have relations with?
Yeah. So in other words, you know,
I mean, even if he's silent, why don't you ask the guy?
I assume he's like an okay abadabar. You know what I mean? He's like, you know, like a connected party. But in other words, we're going to have a case where somebody who's not connected comes up and gives this. So that's the way I would think. But let me see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so Rava says he's Eino Ne'aman, the one witness, and Abai says Ne'aman. So Amar Abai Minami Hilo. So Abai says, how do I know what I'm saying is correct? Then one witness is enough to do it in. He says, by this. So he says, Dahu Samya, Dah Masar Matniyat, coming to Bar Shmuel. It was one blind man who used to be Masar Matniyat, who could be Bryce's. In other words, remember we said in the time of the Moriam, there were people called Tanayim, and they weren't like this Tana, the Rabbi and the Mishnah, but it's a different type of Tana. The people in the base matters, they would know, everybody knew all the Mishnah, but they would know a lot of Bryce's. And so it sounds like this is the type of person he was. He was blind, but he knew, I guess, you know, sometimes when you're not sighted, like you're developing your memory more, you know, sometimes you make up for it and things like that. So he would be the one who organized all the brises before Shmuel. He says, Yomacha Nagale Velohabakati. So one day he didn't show up. He was the appointed time. So Shadr Shlis Abatra. So Shmuel sent the Shliach to go get him. So Ada Azil Shliach Bechada Orecha, while the Shliach was going, let's say, by Route A to the blind man's house. He was going in route B to the base medrash. He at shliach when the shliach apparently shliach went to the house and then came back to the base medrash when the shliach arrived. Amar, he says, I got bad news for you. Ishto zinta, you know, I came upon your wife and she was mazana with somebody else. So after coming to Bar Shmuel, so the blind person now came to Shmuel and said, what, am I allowed to have relations with my wife anymore? Somebody said she was mazana. So can I be alone with her, whatever? So Amarlei imehem alach zil apka below lo tapa. If this person is Naaman to you, then you have to, you know, separate yourself from your wife. Otherwise, not. So now Abayi's Rai is like this. So So my lab imehem alach lab gazlanu. Abayi is he mehemen to you? Meaning is he a kasher aid? In other words, he's not a gazlan. In other words, so if he's a kasher aid, he's a shomer Shabbos person. And he's saying to you, I saw your wife be Mizana. That's it. So that's a bias proof that one aid is enough to establish the facts, you know, for Zunos. That's what a bias says. The Rava says, no, that doesn't prove anything, that case. Why? It was, Rava says, no. He was saying that if you believe, in other words, in Achinami, you don't have to leave if he comes and says that, you know, your wife is Mizana. But if you feel that this person has such nemanis and his nemanis to you is like to aid him, then you have to leave your wife. But otherwise not. Otherwise not. So in other words, they both agree on the story that took place, but they disagree on the implication of the story. Abayi takes it that he said, imahemanlach, if this witness is believable, he says that if it's a kosher aid, you have to leave. So then that proves Abayi's position. And Rabbi says, no, it's just time. You don't have to leave him. But he was saying, if he's Nehaman to you, if he's Nehaman to you, his Nehamanus is such, like to you, it's equivalent of who ate him, then you have to leave, otherwise not. Okay, now, so that's the first round with this whole thing. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on that? No, just the opposite. Rav is saying one is not enough. Rav is saying that really one is not enough, so you don't have to leave your wife. But if in this situation you feel that this one person has such Nehamanus, like me, like two people, then you'd have to leave. In other words, but otherwise not. Okay. Any other questions?
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
I have the art scroll. It discusses the sodomy of an animal and the AIDS.
That's 20 minutes ago, Ruth. 20 minutes ago.
That's okay.
It's okay for you, but it's not okay for me. Okay. Wait, what's
so,
the next?
So the rationale is to accept the sodomized animal because not all animals would be suitable, nicely behaved
Ruth, I can't go and sodomize the animal anymore. We're midway down the column. You just have to ask me outside of class or another time. Okay, I need something on the last 10 lines, okay?
It's not 20 minutes ago. It was only 5 minutes, actually.
It's 8:20. We began this to get 8 o'clock. Okay, so let's go back into the Gemara. But Amar Abaye min Amina lo. So Abaye says, how do I know that one aid is enough? So he says, the Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Masa B'Yanai HaMelech, there was an incident with Yanai HaMelech, Shalach L'Kuchlit B'Midbar. He went to Kuchlit in the Midbar, is a location in the Midbar. Now Yanai HaMelech is from the Chashmonaim, and the Chashmonaim were Kohanim. So this is like taking place around 100 BCE. So he says, he went to Kuchlit in the Midbar. Kuchlit is this location. He says, B'kibe Sham Shishim Prachim. He had a tremendous, you know, military success. He was able to conquer 60 cities. Uvachazarato, he had some simcha gdola. So when he came back, he was like, you know, having, you know, he was exuberant. He says, "V'karal kol chachmei Israel." He summoned all the chachamim. Amar lahem, "Abotinu yochlim meluchim zman shuusukim b'nei beit hamikdash." Our forebears, they were eating meluchim, is a type of herb, is what they said in the art scroll. And they didn't have a lot of money. All their money they put into the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So they had like simple food. He says, "When af anu nochal meluchim zeichel avotenu." So we should have meluchim. In other words, now that Hashem has bestowed upon us such a wonderful simcha, so we should also have meluchim. Let's take a look at Rashi. Shayu asukim binyan around the 15th narrow line. The shayu asukim binyan bayit sheni shvamen agol abu yaniim. They were poor. They would see in hotel of Malacha. They had a lot of expenditures with the work. As a reminder of the poverty that our forebears went through, and to give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, like, this is where we were, and this is where we are now. In other words, now we're doing fantastic. We had a tremendous, successful military campaign. So it's like, you know, like on Pesach, you know, you eat the matzah, like, you know, like, you remember where you were with the matzah. So that's what we should do. That's what he said. So he says here, he says, they brought these meluchim, these herbs, on these golden tables. There was one person that was late, the scoffer, Levra, bad hearted, Ubliyal. So Rashi learns in the Chumash, like, Bli'ol, like you know, I was not God-fearing. Elazar ben Po'ira Shemo. His name was Elazar ben Po'ira. Now, Po'ira means, like, defecated in Hebrew. So I was talking to Rabbi Jeremy Weider today, who's one of the Rosh Yeshiva YU. He said he thought that really wasn't his name, that Chazal referred to him as that way. Elazar ben Po'ira Shemo. But you know it's not going to be good, whatever he's got to say. But Yomer Elazar ben Po'ira Liana Yamelech. Yana Yamelech, Libam Shel Prushim Alecha. He says, the Prushim at this time, we had the Prushim and the Stukim. The Prushim accepted the Masorah and the Stukim didn't. So he says, the Prushim are not really with you. In other words, they look like they're happy with you, but they're not really with you. So he says, Umay says, what do you want me to do? What should I do? He says, Hakelim b'tzitz shebeni necha. So he says, why don't you put the tzitz, which is one of the kelim, one of the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. It's like a plate that goes on his the forehead, and he says Kodesh LaHashem, and he says cause them to stand up. You put the tzitz on, and you'll cause them to stand up, and you'll see what happens and how things play out. He's not the Kohen Gadol, so he came with him, but tzitz shebeinav. So he did that. He says Hayasham zakin echad Yehuda ben Gedidya Shmo. So one zakin there, his name was Yehuda ben Gedidya. But Yomer Yehuda ben Gedidya liyanai melech. So Yehuda ben Gedidya says, Yanai melech rabla. He says, you have enough already. He says, Keter malchut, I'm sorry, rabla keter malchut, enough keter kuna, lazar shalavon. It was the keter malchut should be enough for you, and leave the keter kuna for the zera shal aharon. He says, shayu omrim imo nishbe b'modiim, because they would say that Yanai melech's mother had been taken captive in Modiim. He says, Vaygukasha the Barbalonim saw. So the Gemara says it was investigated and found not to be true, but the way the article brought down from the Rashba, that was later on that they investigated not true. Vaybalu Chachma Yisrabazam. So the Chachma Kamim had to get up and leave because Yanai Melech was so angry. In other words, so he puts on the sits,
And one of the Chachamim says, it's like not your place to put on the tzitz. And it's not your place because you have yichus problems. And so this Yad HaMelech got very angry at them, and all the Chachamim left. Now, when it says that, he says, Rab lach keter malchut, anach keter kun lazar shel Aaron. So this Rabbi Leibowitz was mentioning today, like the Gemara says that if a person's not ra'ui misad yichuso for kuhuna, so he's not ru'i misad yichuso to be a melech, but that's only a din rabbanan. So what he was saying, the way he was saying is Rav lach keter malchut, and the keter malchut, so it's each of the rabbanan near the king, because even that's objectionable on a rabbanan level, but on a keter malchut, it's the rice level, we can't be silent on that. So he says, Vayomer Elazar ben Pawira liyana emelech. Now, this Elazar ben Pawira says Yana Yamelech, you never know, it's not going to be good what he says. Yana Yamelech, Hed Yot Shibisrael Kahu, Utino. So, a regular person, the insults, fine, then that's the way it goes. Yatam Melech, but going at all, Kahu Din, is this your din that they insult you to your face and they just leave? Is that the way you're going to do it? So he says, Umayyah says, so what should I do? You might have Shamelach to see Rome sing. If you listen to my Yetzah, I think you should kill them all. So he says, the Torah, my Taylor, what's going to have the Torah? If I kill off all the rabbis, what's going to happen to the Torah? Just no problem. It's wrapped in the corner. And it's like a book or whatever. And it's right there. Whoever wants to study Torah, you don't need the rabbis. Everybody's got the book. And we're all set to go. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Yan Yisrael Bo Apikursus. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that this was Apikursus that, you know, sort of infected Siana Yamela. He should have said, yeah, the Torah Shabbatav we have. Torah Shabbatav am I. He says, what about the Torah Shabbatav? Anyway, so now that was an interjection in the Raisa. So Miyad Batutsa Sarah Yidela Zarben Koriva. So the evil, you know, became sort of like, Batutsas can be like a flame, where it could be blossomed forth, or it could be like a flame that they sent forth. He says, Vayargu Kol Chachma Yisrael. They killed off all the Chachamim. So the whole world was desolate. Shabashim ben Shetach. Now Shimon Shetach was Yana Yamelech's brother-in-law. His wife was, you know, Shalom Sion. So she hit Shimon ben Shetach. She hit him. She hit him from Yana Yamelech. And then you know, there's a point. Remember the Gemara Brachot says about, you know, about doing Zuman. And anyway, so he says the Hechzir the Torah Yoshan. So Shimon Shetach was able to restore the Torah to its previous stature. Yeah, so you can see what one person is able to do. All right, now, it was Yana Yamela. The Shimon ben Poira, I don't know. Now, let's see. All right, now let's focus on the Gemara now. Now, the Gemara is interested in one point. The one point is that the Gemara said that there was a problem with Yana Yamela's mother, that she had been taken captive. So, Heichi Dami, and then it was taken captive, and then later on proven to be false. That's what we said in the narrative. So Heichidami, what's the case? Amri Ishtaboy. If we see the first two Adam came and said the mother had been taken captive. Now, if she's taken captive, presumption has been she's been violated by non-Jews. If she's violated by non-Jews, she's possible to the Kuhn. That's a given. So he says, Amri Ishtaboy, if two witnesses came forward and said she had been taken captive, and then Amri Lo Ishtaboy, and then later on, two witnesses subsequently came and said, no, she was not taken captive. So, but then the Brisa is saying that later on is proven to be false. And so we know that she's actually kasher. But my chazit samkarahani, why should you rely on the later witnesses that she was not taken captive? Smokahani, maybe you should rely on the earlier ones. Now look at Rashi, 10 lines from the bottom. Smokahani, you should rely on the ones that she was taken captive. So how could it be that they didn't find that it was true? Now, Tarashi asks a question. So I have two witnesses and two witnesses. Why don't we cancel out all the witnesses? He says, and we'll say the woman goes back to her prior status quo. He says, Hani Mila ihi kaman, or on the side, ihabai ihi kaman, if she would be in front of us, the mother, and she's coming to Beis Din to declare her status, we would do that. Aval bina zehanidon, but we're trying to determine the status of her son. ain lo chazaka de kashra. He has no cheskes kashra. In other words, if he had a cheskes kashra, and then we don't know, so we cancel off these witnesses, killing these witnesses, we're going to put her back in the status quo ante. But he says, but the son has no cheskes kashra. Shemi eden al tchila le tovah psul. The testimony is, from the get-go, he was pasul. So it's back in the Gemara. So he says, so that can't be the hesber. So the second wide line, he says, Ella, we think, Ella, again, this was a Abaye bringing the riot here, right? So Ella, the Eidachad. So Abaye's evidence is that initially one witness came forward and said she'd been taken captive. So based on that one witness, they said she was psul, the psula. The Tama, the Kamakashli, they tray. And then two witnesses came and said, no, she was not taken captive. Halav haki mehemah. But if the two witnesses didn't come, one witness would be believed. This is what Abaye wants to say. So you see a raya, that one witness is them on Abaye davar shebe'er. That's right. That's Abaye's real ostensible proof. The Rava, yolam treu trei. Rava says, no, that's not the pshat of the braisa. There were two witnesses and two witnesses. But why should you believe the second pair of witnesses? Like Rav Acha bar Ben Yumi said in another situation, the Eide Hazama, Hachanami be Eide Hazama. So the second pair of witnesses didn't come and say that we saw that she was not defiled. They said, how can you say that she was defiled? In other words, you testified, you know, on January the 1st, you saw her and she was captive. But on January the 1st,
Itanu Hayitam.
Imanu Hayitam, right. So that's the Chiddush in the Torah. That we believe the Mezinim. In other words, there's no reason to believe the Mezinim or the Edom Zomim, but that's the Chiddush Torah, we believe the Mezinim. So that's the case here according to Rava. It's nothing to do with Eidachad. It's just believing the Mezinim. Or, just one more line, then we'll pause. The Ibai Reima is Rabbi Yitzchak. Or else I could say, this is Rava against me, but the Pshat is like Rabbi Yitzchak. The Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Shifcha Hechnisu Tachteha, that they weren't, the second pair of witnesses weren't Machish, there were two pairs of witnesses. But the second pair of witnesses were not machish, the first pair of witnesses. The first pair of witnesses said we saw her taken captive. The second pair said, yeah, but then the Jews were able to get her out and substitute a shifta kanani in her stead, and the captors didn't know the difference. And so she was never defiled. So that's what took place, but nothing with Ada Kha. Okay, now, all right, one second. Okay, now, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far? In the last sugya. Anybody?
Thank you.
Well,
we'll go back to the animal later.
What?
Thank you.
Yeah, if you have questions on the sugya, I'm happy to answer. So, I can't weigh in on this. Speak to a post. I'll talk to you later. Okay. All right. Now.
And it's not just one person. There are many there, so maybe there are.
All right.
What's the question?
He was asking about the captives now in Gaza. All right. I'm going to move on. Everybody with me? All right. Let's take a look. The bottom line on Samach Bava Manala. Amar Rava. Okay? Amar Rava, the top line on Samach Bava Bay is Mina Aminala. So now Rava is going to bring a proof. How do I know that you need two Edim to establish Davar Shabbat Erva and one Ed is not enough? It says Didnan. Now it says Didnan, but it's really a Brisa. But sometimes, you know, sometimes the Gemara will refer to a Brisa as Didnan. Didnan, Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, we know when it says Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Masa b'magura shel diskim b'yavna. There was an incident with this magura. It's like a mikvah, and it was a pool of diskim. Diskim is either the name of a place or name of a person. So if you look at Rashi, the third white line, shel diskim, shem adam, name of a person, or shem akom shel b'yavna, or the name of a person in Yavna. He says, back in the Gemara, shaita omedet b'chezket shleima. So it had the presumption that it had 40 saw. So the minimum shear for mikvah is 40 saw. So we know that's three amot by one amma, right? That's 40 saw. So it means on Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, they measured it and it had 40 saw. And then Rosh Chodesh Kislev, they measured it and it was 30, 39 saw.
So now, what's the status of everything that went into that mikvah between Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan and Rosh Chodesh Kislev? Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan had 40 sa. Rosh Chodesh Kislev did not. So what's the status of everything that was, you know, toveled in between? So Rabbi Tarfon said everything that was toveled is tahor. The presumption is that it had the right shear until he learned that it didn't. And he says, no, it's tamer. So I'm Rabbi Tarfon, mikvizeh becheskat shalem who made. So he says, look, Rabbi Tarfon says, the presumption is that it was shalem. We know we measured it emotionally. So that's the presumption that continues on. So you want to say, I don't know what it's, I have a question mark, what's going on during Cheshvan. So he says, misafik, in other words, you should leave it in the status quo ante. Status quo ante is kosher mikvah. Amar Rabbi Akiva, adam ze becheskat tameh who made. Rabbi Akiva says, the person who's going to tavel into that mikvah, so he had a presumption of tumah. He says, in other words, you want to go back to the status quo ante. So yes. Rabbi Tarfon says, let's look at the mikvah. The status quo of the mikvah, the status quo ante was tahara. But Rabbi Akiva says, let's look at the person that you want to be tovel. He had a cheskas tumah. Misafik katab al tahara. Now you want to be mitayrim based on a safek. Al tahara misafik. Don't be mitayrim misafik. I'm Rabbi Tarfon. Mashallah omeinu ma'akriv al gabim izbeach. Benodashu ben grusha ben chalutza. Rabbi Tarfon says, what's the analogy? It's like a person, a kohen, who's standing and offering korban on the mizbeach in the base of Mikdash, and then he's notified in the middle of the avoda that he's a ben grusha or ben chalutza, that his mother was a grusha or his mother was a chalutza, so that would pass him for avoda. Avoda tok shera. So his avoda isn't shera going forward, but any avoda he did prior to that is, we'll learn in the Gemara how we know that, but any avoda he did is like water under the bridge. It's you know, ex post facto, it's good, even though he was a ben grush ben chalutza. So that's the mashal that Rabbi Tarfon wants to give. In other words, the person had a cheskas kashrus, and then something comes to serve a cheskas kashrus, but everything up until that time we assume was kosher. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Mashal made a makriv gabim zbeach. Rabbi Akiva says, I'll give my own mashal. I think it's like a kohen who's doing a vote on the base of Mikdash. And then he's notified that he's a Baal Mum. The Mum is obviously a Psul and a Kohen. Shavoda to Psula. So his Avoda is Psul, even though Avoda he did before. And the Avoda he did with the Mum is Pasul. So Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Atadimi told the Baal Mum. Rabbi Tarfon says, Rabbi Kiva, you analogize him to a Baal Mum. Banidimi to the Ben Grusha of the Ben Chalutza. And I analogize him to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Near the Midamo. So we just have to figure out, what is this case more similar to? A person who's Tamei, that's tabling in the mikvah, is he in Domel the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, then is Enoch Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So if we determine that the case is more similar to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, then he's Tahor. In Domel the Baal Mom, if we determine that he's more similar to a Baal Mom, he's an Enoch Baal Mom. So Rabbi Akiva began to reason. Mikvah Psula B'yachid, and we've got to get through the Braisa, and then we'll get through the Raya's. Mikvah psula biyachid. The mikvah, the psula is established by an individual. Meaning, one individual measures the mikvah. So, eid echad ne'eman bi'isurim. So, mela, one eid is enough to establish that the mikvah is good or is not good. This is ubal mum psula biyachid. Ubal mum, also one eid is enough to establish the baal mum. So, that, bi'ayochiach ben grusha ben chalutza. So, again, the case that we have to question mark is the mikvah. So, that is dependent on one person's measurements, on one person's, you know, testimony. And then similarly, Rabbi Akiva says, the Baal Mom is also dependent on one person, which we'll see. He says, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, but Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Chipsul B'Shtayim. You're going to need two people to establish that he's a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. All right, and we'll discuss in a little bit, okay? He says, so I think that looking at that way, I think our case is a lot more similar, Rabbi Akiva says, to the Baal Mum, right? The Baal Mum, so he's going downhill. Davar Acher, or Rabbi Akiva has another argument, Mikvah Psula Begufo. Mikvah is a Psula Begufo, and it was in the Mikvah itself. Baal Mum Psula Begufo. The Baal Mum was also in himself. Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, it's what other people did. In other words, he didn't do anything. He was just born. It's what his parents did. That's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. That's also another way. So Rabbi Akiva, you know,
propounds two arguments that it's more similar. The person who's tovel lemikvah is more similar to the Baal Mum. So just like the Baal Mum, he's right. So he's right. Retroactively, he's the avodah is not good. So to the person, the tamei person, also remains in his tumah. That's the way Rabbi Kiva wants to say. All right, now Amar le Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon says, Rabbi Kiva, Kiva, call a parish mechak, parish menachayim. Whoever separates himself from you is like separating from life. Those your arguments are so good. All right, that's the whole brisa. And now we're going to try to extrapolate from this brisa. Rava has a proof from this brisa that you need two edim to establish, you know, a davar shiva erva. All right, so let's see how he does it. So, so the Gemara says, "Hai baal mum shepsula biyachin hechidami." So the first is Rabbi Kiva referred to a baal mum that is psula biyachin. What is that case? In other words, he has a mum. Apparently, somebody saw the mum on him. Id kamachishlei mimeheman. So if Reuben says you're baal mum, and Shimon, who he's testifying about, disagrees with him, so mimeheman. So he says that. Would the aid be believed? Ella deshati. We think the case is that he's silent in the case of that argument. Would the chavatag be ben grusha ben chalutza deshati? And similarly, by ben grusha ben chalutza, so the person would be silent. The katani mikva psula biyachid uval mom psula biyachid. So we learned in the brisa that the mikva is psula biyachid, one person, uval mom psula biyachid. So the Braisa itself says to establish a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, I need two. In other words, one witness saying that you're a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza would not be the case, would not be enough to establish it. So Rava wants to say from that give and take between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, in other words, they both agree on the halachot. So it's not really an issue of one agreeing or not agreeing. They both agree that for Ben Kharusha Ben Chalutza, Ben Kharusha Ben Chalutza, you need two Adim. So then that proves Rabbi's point, that one Aid, in other words, I'm going from one Aid to two Adim, and then that's the whole argument. In other words, in one case I have one Aid, and the other case two Adim, so it's not similar. In other words, Mikvah one Aid is enough, and the Mum one Aid is enough, but Ben Kharusha Ben Chalutza, I need two Adim. So that proves Rabbi's point, that Davar Shema Erva, I need two Adim. Abai Amar, so what's Abai's rejoinder to Rava? There were eight lines above where it gets wide on some of the days, Daniel. He says, Abai Amar, Yolam Kamachishle. Abai says, no. Indeed, in the Braisa, the person disagrees with the witness. Ud Kamar Damai Mehiman. So again, so it means in all the cases, and it was witness said, you're a Baal Mum. So Abai's halakha was that if the person, he's in a position to know, but he doesn't, but he's silent. So then that's the way Rashi and the Bali Tos will learn. But if I have a case where he's machishim, then all bets are off. So Abai says, in this case, the old machish, like, no, the person comes in and says, you're a Baal Mum. And the guy says, no, I'm not. With the Kamar, the Abai Mehiman, so why am I believing the one witness if he disagrees with him? The Amar Lei, Shlach Achve. He says, the witness says, so take off your clothes, let everybody see. In other words, like, we don't have to argue about this. You know, like I think you have this mum, whatever, on the back of your leg, and that passes you. It's no, I don't. It says shachakhe. Behind the katani, mikvah psula begufo, because that's alluded to. Abai says when the Braisa says a mikvah is psula begufo, mikvah is psula in the mikvah itself. Ubaal mum psula begufo, and the baal mum is psula begufo. So in that case, this is like an outlier case. In other words, the one aid is believed, even if the person disagrees with the aid and contradicts the aid, because you can say, you disagree, so take off your clothes, we'll all look and we'll have a look. He says, V'ayochich ben grush ben chalutza kipsulu me'acherim. But ben grush ben chalutza is other people. He says, okay, so that's the give and take between Abai and Rava. Okay, let me pause for a sec. Okay, let's go back again. So, One second. All right, give me one second. One second.
Well, this is in footnote 23. According to Rabbi's explanation, emerges that Rabbi Akiva's two reasons for comparing the case of Mikvah to Rabbi Avraham Cohen are really one. Mikvah and Cohen can be disqualified through the single witness because of the disqualifications of themselves. So there's a Mikvah.
The whole question within the definition of the
reason is that one second. So Abai is saying, let's go back here. Let's think this through for a second. One second. All right. So Rava said that, Rava said it's a case of shatik. The person is silent, and notwithstanding that he's silent, so we learn that Ben Gush Ben Chalut says Psulo B'Shnayim. That even in the case of silence, that's Rava's raya. So Abai says, no, nobody's being silent. People are disagreeing with the Edom. Right. So I think that's the raya. In other words, he's saying, so people disagree with the Edom. So Abai never said that an Edom is believable if people disagree with him. But he says, in this case, this is an outlier case. The only reason the aid is believed, according to Abaye, even though he disagrees with them, is because the aid prove it, and then with the mikveh, he'll say, just measure it. It's right here. But in Achinami, so if the person is disagreeing with the aid about the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so then you do need two aidim. In other words, Abaye's whole raya is just trying to prove that if the allegation is made and the subject is silent, and he goes along with it, then it's proved. But we're not having that case here. Everybody's disagreeing with the Adam here. So it's not nothing. So then, of course, Abai will say, so in the outlier case, he says one aid is enough because you just strip your clothes, right? Just measure the mikvah. But otherwise, I do need Adam. Not agreeing with me. Yeah, I do need two Adam. That's what I would say. Okay? No. So he's saying just, I think it's part before you came in, Daniel. He's saying that in other words, Abaye, we had the Braisa, and the Braisa looked like it was a proof for Rava. So Abaye says, no, in the case of the Braisa is the person does not agree with him. In other words, the witness comes and says, you're a Baal Mom. And I saw the Mom. He says, no, I'm not. So why do you believe? In other words, Abaye's idea is that if you agree with the aid, you are believed. In other words, that's taken as MS. If you're silent, shtika koda, like he was saying last night. So, but the Gemara is saying no. It's that this is an outlier case because in this case, if it's true, so he disagrees, then fine. But take off your clothes, then we'll see. We'll know the MS right away. No. I don't say this is a different concept. I don't say is like. There's like we have something exists in the world that we on Ansade that this would be true, but I don't think there's an Ansade. Okay, so let me just wrap up the Gemara. We only have a few minutes left, and then we got to move on. Okay, so now let's look back on the Gemara. So, now the Gemara says this is around six lines above where it gets wide. Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, the Bodhok Shira Manalan. So we said if you have Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza that they did the Avoda already. We said it's kasher. Ex post facto, it's kasher. Where do we know that from? So Amar Rabbi Yomar Shmuel Damakra by Talol Zeruah Harav. It says in the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, it will be for him and his project. Or is that the right place? Yeah, that's in Parshas Pinchas. He says Bein Zera Kasher, Bein Zera Pasul. By Talol Zeruah Harav, whether the Zera is kasher or Zera Pasul. So it means it doesn't mean that you're a Grusher or Ben Grush Ben Chalutza could do a Avoda. But if you did do avoda under those circumstances, the avoda is kasha. Avud Shmuel Amar Mehacha, Barech Hashem Chelo Ufal Yadav Tirtzeh. This we just had in the laning on Simchas Torah. He says Hashem will bless his wealth by Levi Ufal Yadav Tirtzeh, and he'll be pleased with the actions of his hands, what he produces. But the drasha is Chelo is like Chulin. Afilu Chulin Shabo Tirtzeh. Even the Chalalim in the Shevet, but it means the Shevet Levi, Tirtzeh. In other words, Barech Hashem Chelao, Hashem will bless the Chalalim, Ufo Yadav Tirtzeh. You'll be pleased with them. He says, Rabbi Yana Yamar Mehacha, Uvatala Kohen Sheba Yamim Ahim. You go to the Kohen in those days, so would a Kohen person go to a Kohen who doesn't live in his time? He says, it talks about means that he went to the Kohen that existed. He was under the presumption that he is a good Kohen, and then later on it turned out he was a halal. And nevertheless, it's the avot is good. The give havat bikurim is good. Now the Gemara says, Baal mum davot atop sula menalan. How do we know if a Kohen is Baal mum? Then even ex post facto, the avoda is not good. Let me just silence everybody. All right. So he says, Amar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Amar Kro, Lachin Amor Hin Nitil Lo at Briti Shalom. He says, I'm giving like Pinchas Briti Shalom, Shehu Shalem Lo Shu Chaser. In other words, the Gemara is darshing the word Shalom is with Shalem. When the Kohen is in like a complete Kohen, not in Baal Mum, it's good avoda. Shalom, but it says shalom, not shalom. Amar Rav Nachman, Vav de Shalom Ketihi. So the Vav of Shalom is like cut in the middle, and there's different ways to write it, but we can read it as shalom. In other words, you know, in a Sefer Torah, that there's a Vav there, but it's written as like a space through the middle of the Vav. So it's this, what? It's cut. Yeah, all right, here. So it's different. There are different ways. There are different ways that it's done, but Michael has a picture of the cut up. Okay. All right. Let me just do the next Mishnah. But then Parshas Pinchas. Okay. So I remember I had a friend when I was in high school. His name is Zalman Omlas. So his father was Rabbi Omlas. Anyway, so it was a Zichron LeBracha. Anyway, so the son said to that once they were in shul and they were laning and the Baal Kori stopped the word shalom, and his father said, tell him that the cut in the vav is okay, whatever, you can go on. Anyway, but that's the idea. Okay, let's do the next Mishnah. So Manitin, Kovakom Shish Kiddushin Ben Aveira, if you have a Shidduch, a Chasan and a Kalo, there's Kiddushin, and there's no Aveira in the Shidduch, Havlad Holech Achar Zachar. So then the Vlad would go after the father. The Ezezu, like what is that case? Zu Kohen and Levi of Israeli, you have a girl who's about Kohen, about Levi, about Israel. Shinasu the Kohen Levi Yisrael. They married to a Kohen and Levi Yisrael. In other words, so the father's a Kohen, the son's a Kohen. Father's a Levi, the son's a Levi. The father's Yisrael, the son's a Yisrael. The Chomakom Shish Kiddushin V'yish Aveira, but if there's Kiddushin and there's an Aveira with the Kiddushin, Havlad Olech Fara Pagum. So the Vlad will go after, the status of the Vlad will relate to whichever Dam is. V'ezezu, which is that. Zu Amana the Kohen Gadol. In other words, if an Amana marries a Kohen Gadol, she, the Amana, becomes a Kalala. Grushva Kalutza the Kohen Hedyot. Same thing, Grushva Kalutza the Kohen Hedyot. In other words, so the offspring would be a Kalal. Mamzeret and Unatina Yisrael. You have a Mamzeret Unatina that married a Yisrael. Also, the offspring would be a Mamzer or a Natin. Bat Yisrael, a Mamzer, a Natin. Or if the Bat Yisrael marries a Mamzer or a Natin. The Chomisha Ein La Alav Kedushin. Anybody that the Kedushin not. Now, next case. Let's say it's a person who can't have Kiddushin with this person, but she could have Kiddushin with somebody else. Havlad Mamzer, the offspring would be Mamzer. What's an example of that case? If a person has relations with any of the Arayot, any of the forbidden sexual relations, let's say a brother and a sister, so they can't have Kiddushin inter se with one another, but they could have kiddushin with other people. So the vlad is a mamzer. But if it's the type of person that can't have kiddushin with anybody in the world, havlad kamota, the vlad is like that. The ezezez, the vlad shifcha benachri. In other words, if the mother is a shiksa, the mother is a non-Jewish woman, and the mother is a shifcha kanid, so she can't have kiddushin with anybody in the world. There is no kiddushin for her. So the vlad, it has that status, meaning non-Jew. That's basically what he's saying. Yeah. Say again, repeat. A non-Jewish woman marrying a Jewish guy. We don't recognize the marriage. So the offspring gets the status of the mother. Okay, that's what we're saying. Okay, that's the story going. Okay, I think that's going to be up tonight. Okay, now again, tonight with Lilu Neshama of Carol Learman.
and Shaya Shayim. One second, let me get it.